Hope you had a good weekend. It was a big sports weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we got a, there's a new Jerry Jones pick.
Really?
Floating around of him spotted at a bar.
Oh.
The fine young lady.
I saw that.
We'll have the details on that tomorrow on the show.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me either. The Stars need to pack a punch because they've been walloped the last two games. They're down 1-2 in this series in the Western Conference Finals for hockey. So they'll take on Edmonton tonight. Yet again, it was the Colonial Friends. Thank you. Yeah, golf clap right there. Colonial right there. The Charles Schwab Challenge. Colonial. And some guy named Ben won it.
So, Ben, congratulations.
Ben. Ben Griffin.
Really rolls off the tongue.
It was a short game that helped him win. So back to Tom Cruise.
I can't wait.
Indy 500 weekend. Alex Palou wins it. Ross Chastain wins the Coke 600. It was streaming on like Amazon Prime, so nobody saw it. But Friday, the Weenie 500, the inaugural Weenie 500 there at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That was the, I think, five Oscar Mayer Wiener mobiles raced at the greatest spectacle in racing there at the Brickyard.
They were going down.
It was the. It was actually rather exciting, and it almost looked choreographed. But a big come from behind victory on the front stretch, heading to the bricks there at the start finish line. The Slaw Dog. Ends up taking the lead narrowly, and won by a bun.
All right.
Beat the Chi Dog, the Chicago Dog Wiener Mobile. Mm-hmm. So it was the Slaw Dog meant to represent the saucy South. So I say we do this actually on Indianapolis 500 Sunday race day. Stop burying it.
I think someone needs to become a rapper with that name.
It was oddly
exciting.
This
kid is going places.
Although, should we be excited? And then it was big baseball weekend in the high school ranks. And, yes, as we said earlier, Aledo Bearcats going to state. Big-time win over Colleyville. Colleyville Heritage, such a good baseball program there. They win game three. They needed some big runs, too, because they'd only scored a total of five runs in the first two games. It was not looking great, but all that changed in game three. So Bearcats going on to state. And... not even a week removed from an EF1 tornado taking out their city and all their facilities. Congratulations, Gordon ISD, the Longhorns, going to state.
Yes!
Yeah, taking care of business Saturday, finishing off Perrin Witt, 8-3. But again, big props to Perrin Witt there. They, before the series started, donated a big old check to the program for their rebuilding efforts, so... rallying around them in that community. Longhorns will play Hamlin in the state semifinal that starts this weekend. Go!
Hook 'em horns.
Longhorns. Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee.